Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. Here's your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Talking Metal. It's John Astronomy hanging out with Mark Striegel. Where else? Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah, it sounds like we're in a discotheque here. We are actually in the McDonald's grabbing a little lunch break episode, conveniently located right between where John and I both are working today. So there you go. Big special thanks to all you guys who are showing your support, like Martin. McGarry, I think his name is. McGarry, thank you for your PayPal donation. Martin, greatly appreciated. Victor Ruiz, a.k.a. Marzeri from Marzeri 2005 from the Talking Metal Forums and Mars Attacks podcast, of course. A very generous donation from him, so thanks. Thanks, Victor. We always appreciate all your support and all your work on the Mark Striegel Radio Stream A. Boy, the big news in my life this week is the John Astronomy news. Let's tell people what's going on. The book cover was released, and whose name appears right on the cover?
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you saying that. I am blown away myself, actually, because Ace Frehley's autobiography, No Regrets, is written by Ace, of course, with Joe Layden and myself, John Ostrowski. And I am just blown away, and I am so proud to be part of such an amazing book for one of the greatest, if not the greatest rocker, in my opinion, of all time.
Definitely. I cannot wait to read it. I'm sure there's a lot of great stories in there, and we've heard so much from Gene Simmons, you know, throughout the past 15 years as far as books go, and just his TV appearances and stuff. I can't wait to hear Ace's version of things.
The book is amazing. Ace is completely 100% honest. He's never not been honest, and there's just so many great stories about Ace's personal life, Ace's childhood, growing up in the Bronx, and his stories with Kiss. There's some amazing stories, guys. Stuff that I hadn't ever heard, of course. And believe me, you know, I have known Ace for practically 20 years, so I heard a lot of stories. But there's stuff that everybody's going to be blown away by when you hear this great stories and when you see the amazing photos. And I want to tell you guys, go to Amazon.com right now because there is a huge sale on the book for pre-orders. And you guys are going to love it, and you'll get a great deal if you go and pre-order the book on Amazon.com.
Awesome. I will do that for sure. Why don't we even – I tell you what, in today's show notes, we'll put a link up right to Amazon.com. These links are always good because we get like 2%, 3% back if you use the link. The book ends up costing you no more than it would if you just went to Amazon.com directly. So, yeah, use those links if you can. And buy the book. You'll be supporting John, Ace, and Talking Metal. So, TalkingMetal.com, the show notes today. Amazon link to No Regrets. Can't wait to read that. Somewhat related Ace question for you. On the forums, Shotaholic was asking if you will be attending the Rock and Shock Festival or something. I don't know, I don't even know what that is. Rock and Shock where Ace is going to be in Massachusetts. Do you know anything about Rock and Shock?
Yeah, Rock and Shock is basically similar to what we do in New Jersey, which is called the Chiller Theater Convention. And it is going to be a cool thing. I haven't been to this Rock and Shock expo or convention yet, but I'm looking forward to it. And I will be there in October with Ace up in Massachusetts, my old home state.
Yeah, so look out for Shotaholic. He might be up there. That would be awesome to connect with him again, I'm sure, for you and for Shot. He did those great paintings for us. Yeah, pictures. Yeah. I got those in my basement. Awesome.
Yeah, Shotaholic, those things are awesome. I got mine, too. And you're one of the original Talking Metal dudes and family members, I'd like to say. And definitely, we'll definitely hook up when I come up to that convention.
Which, get the forums plug in right now, talkingmetalforums.com. That's where Shotaholic is a forum moderator. So join us there. The password is Metal Mike. I just got an email from Metal Mike. He was teaching at the School of Rock in Chatham. He was teaching, I guess, metal Metallica lessons or something. I was teaching the history of Metallica, and actually still am, technically, at the School of Rock in Montclair. Chatham and Montclair, both towns in New Jersey. So we are rocking with the students, Metal Mike and myself.
Yeah, excellent. I saw a little story about that on Blabbermouth, and congratulations to both of you guys. It's very, very cool. Mark, I also want to mention that you just saw Motley Crue, and you posted a great photo of Mick Mars up on TalkingMetal.com. Tell us about that show.
Excellent show. Seventh Row had such a blast, and I was very tired because it had been a rough night with the kids the night before, and there wasn't a lot of sleep. So I was going on very little sleep, but it rocked. It was so great. Poison, you know, I know some of the more hardcore metal guys don't like them, but they freaking kicked ass, man. I mean, they were just, talk about, he almost did the same exact set list. I'm talking about Brett Michaels when he played Morristown, New Jersey solo. It was almost the same exact set list, maybe two or three different songs in the set list, the Poison set list. But CeCe looked great, sounded great. Bobby Dahl, I thought he looked great. My wife thought he looked a little too not like a rocker. But to me, he looked rock. He looked like he could have been in, like, Social Distortion or something. You know, he kind of had the baggy jeans and the short hair, but kind of slicked back, you know. And, of course, Ricky Rocket on the drums, just rocking it out, as always. So great to see Brett Michaels with those three guys. Not that I didn't enjoy seeing him solo, but there's something special about the Poison guys. And then Motley Crue just blew my mind. The mix was a little muddy for the first two or three songs, but they straightened that out, and we were just right up there rocking along. And I gotta tell you, I tweeted this actually from the show, that Mick Mars unfortunately does not look good, and it made me wonder how many times more will we see him out on tour. He had Nikki Sixx said from the stage, he's recently had I don't know if it was recent or not, but he had a metal plate or stake or something put into his back to help him stand up straight. And even with that, I mean, he was so hunched over that it was a little, I don't want to say upsetting, but I was a little concerning. And but yet he's still rocking just as great as ever, and they sounded great.
Wow. Yeah, I really hope everything works out for Mick, because he's just always been one of the coolest guitar players, you know, since... When did I start getting into Motley Crue? Maybe like 82, 81, something like that?
Yeah, I probably 82, I think, is when they first started kind of making a noise on the underground circuit. I think by 83, you know, they hooked up with Ozzy for that opening for the Bark at the Moon tour, and Shout at the Devil was released, and they were well on their way at that point to becoming kind of massive. But yeah, 82, 83, I think, is when all of us started getting into Motley Crue.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think it was on the Creatures of the Night tour that they opened for Kiss for a few dates.
That does sound right. That does sound right. So, cool. We'll wrap things up here. The main purpose of today's show was just to tell you guys about the cool Ace book that's coming out with John as the co-writer, one of the co-writers, and also to tell you guys to tune in August 9th which just a couple days from now, we will be on the live 365 stream doing another Talking Metal Live. August 9th, Tuesday, 7 p.m. East Coast time is when things get started, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast time. Right now, we're confirming the guest. We have Stephen Piercy might be calling in from Rat fame. It looks like we may have Luke Carl stop up. He is an author who's going to be putting out a book called The Drunk Diet, and he's a big heavy metal fan. So neither one of those guys are currently confirmed, but we're hoping that that shapes up within the next day or two. Also talking to Todd Youth from Ace's band, currently out on the West Coast doing a tour out there with somebody, right?
Yeah, he's out with Jesse Mallon, who used to be in D-Generation.
So he might call in too, is that correct?
Yep.
Cool. So, 6-year anniversary show for Talking Metal this August 9th on TalkingMetal.com on the Stream A player, which we have up there, Live 365. We'll be broadcasting live right over that. Please join us, spread the word, let your friends know, and we'll be confirming those guests momentarily, hopefully. And I think that's it. I wanted to mention Ian Gillan is announced the other day. He's taking a week hooking up with Tony Iommi, and they're just going to jam, do some writing for a week, see what happens. Sounds kind of exciting, being that we're both such big fans of both those guys.
You know what? People always ask us, what was your favorite interview? And a lot of times I'm only thinking of what we did on television, but when I really think back, one of my favorite interviews was the audio interview we did with Ian Gillan.
What a nice guy. I always say one of the probably the biggest selling artists we've ever had on the podcast and one of the nicest. You know, I remember I asked him in the interview what he thought about Black Sabbath getting in the Hall of Fame and, you know, that it was just Ozzy up there and no mention of any of the other singers. And he said to us, he said, well, that's who it should be up there. And I thought that was a really cool thing of him to say. And he said, you know, when people think of Black Sabbath, they think of Ozzy. And those were the four guys who should have been inducted up there. You know, no disrespect towards Ronnie James Dio or even himself for that matter. But, you know, the kind of, I think in a lot of people's mind, the classic definitive Sabbath lineup has always been Ozzy Osbourne, Bill Ward, Tony Iommi, and Geezer Butler. What do you think?
I agree. I agree that that's the classic lineup. When I think of Sabbath, I think of Geezer, Tony, Bill, and Ozzy.
Yeah, not to say that we don't like Vinnie and Dio or even Tony Martin or Cozy Powell in the band. It's just we love all the stuff that has come out under the Black Sabbath name. But I do really think that the history will always view that band with those four members, much like history will view Kiss with, you know, Ace, Peter, Paul, and Gene, you know, even though there's been numerous different members in that band, too.
You know what? Speaking of Black Sabbath, Zero the Hero from Born Again is, oh, like, literally, I sing that song, like, you know, once a week in my head because I just love that particular tune. And having said that, I still do think that the classic Sabbath lineup is the Ozzy lineup.
Cool. All right. Well, let's wrap things up here. And please join us August 9th for Talking Metal Live on TalkingMetal.com using that Stream A Live 365 player. Check us out on YouTube.com/TalkingMetal. Send us an email at TalkingMetal@Yahoo.com. And it'd be great if you guys went to iTunes, you iTunes users, and left us a review. We haven't gotten any in a while. Speaking of iTunes, man, I just got this thing called Spotify. Have you heard of that?
No, huh? What is it?
You guys all have to check it out. It's a new music thing, and it's going to put iTunes out of business. I mean, it's like, wow. That much better, and you don't even have to pay to listen to music on it. I'll show it to you on Tuesday when we get together. All right, John?
Cool.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Keep rocking.
This is Crash Diet with Native Nature. I'm having trouble just a holding the spoon. Fucking out for breakfast, are the same for a year. These walls are cut and closed, I think I'm out of here. Tripping on the traffic down to lag on the door. I take a slide down the escalator. Backing all out onto your mother's back street. My head is fucking tired, need to get some relief. Rolling down and meeting up a crowd. The wheel is spinning round, screaming.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.